This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good morning. This is episode 11 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, and I am here this morning with Danica LaFaire with Fish Window Cleaning. She's a local business owner here on the Emerald Coast, and I'm so excited to learn more about her business and let her share with all of us what they do and how she got started. So I'm going to just first say welcome and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Laura. Thank you so much for having us on the show today.
Yes, I'm excited. So I'm going to let you take it away. So start with just telling us about your business.
So Fish Window Cleaning is exactly as it sounds. We clean windows. I always like to say that it's in our name. First impressions start here. Fish Window Cleaning. So we focus primarily on commercial businesses, anything from three stories below. We do residential too, but with commercial businesses, you're looking at trying to have your windows clean on a regular schedule because you have people that are coming in regularly. And what happens when people come by your store, come by your doctor's office, anything like that, they don't pay attention to your clean windows. What they hear, what they see is, ooh, I wonder what that is, or ooh, I can't get in, wait to get in there to try it. So it really does set that first impression for your potential clients or your recurring customers. It just helps them know, and it signals to them that you mean business, that you're here, that you care, that you provide quality. And by the nature, we do residential too. So we service from Pensacola to Panama City. Our office is in Destin, and we have a really amazing team in a time where sometimes trying to find great folks is hard. Our guys, they're solid. They're fantastic. They're licensed, bonded, insured, background checked, professionally trained, and some of the nicest young men that you're going to find on this coast.
Okay. Wow. So tell us, like, how long have you been in business? How long have you been here in Destin? Tell us a little bit more. How'd you get started?
So Fish is a franchise. It's a national franchise. There are 275 locations across the nation. That's about 200 different owners. I got into this in a weird, kind of a roundabout way. We've been here for 3 years, but the franchise has been going for 47. We came from St. Louis, Missouri. And in that world, I was the head of broadband companies and did a lot in the marketing space. And there came a time where one of the organizations I was part of was selling to another organization. And as the head of marketing on the executive team, we kind of all know what that means. So my husband and I decided it was time to start thinking seriously about getting into business. So we started looking down the path of a franchise. We knew we wanted a franchise because it's turnkey, which would allow us to hit the ground running with building a business. And then we can learn some more of the business aspects as we go. So if we continue to add businesses to our portfolio, we kind of had this baseline. But we found out that we would actually be moving. So whenever you're looking at trying to find a franchise, it's really ideal to kind of know your area. And actually what happened is I became a franchise consultant. Since I didn't know where I was going to be living yet, I started helping others find the franchise that was right for them. And we decided that I would stick with that for a little bit, stay in the broadband space for a little bit longer while we figured out where we were going to move and then figure out what that area needed. So fast forward, we found ourselves in, woe to me, Destin, Florida.
And oh, so rough.
It was such a rough move. It was the peak of COVID when we did move. All of this was planned before that fateful day in March hit. That was the time we were actually supposed to be moving, but it's okay. We got here in May and it was fantastic. So we spent a year just trying to learn our new home. We instantly felt at home, which was fantastic and just really nice to start to get to know folks and start making friends quick. And I happened to be on a call about close to a year after we had moved here for a client to learn about Fish Window Cleaning, who ironically is also out of St. Louis, Missouri. And it hit me. I thought, this is it. No nights, no weekends, no holidays. Very rarely do we have a window cleaning emergency. And then we happened to be on our way that day to Pensacola. And I looked at my husband as we started going, and I said, "Hey, I think we need to talk." And he was like, "Oh God, what?" And I said, "Let me tell you about this business that I was learning about," which, by the way, was the whole reason I became a franchise consultant, was to learn more of the franchises and find that aha moment.
Yeah.
And we're driving. We get past Fort Walton. So, you know, we're seeing shopping center, shopping center. Again, we primarily focus on business. He's like, "Okay, well, this is interesting. Window cleaning, not exactly what I thought we would find ourselves into." We get to Navarre and we start seeing that build and new places happening and how the area is just growing. By the time we make it to Gulf Breeze, he's like, "Yes, let's schedule the call. Let's go ahead and talk about this." And it was kind of a no-brainer from there. It really fit for us. It fit for what we were trying to do for growing a business and the culture we want to create and the opportunity that we want to provide for our team. And so we just kept plowing forward so that we could bring Fish to our Emerald Coast.
Wow. That's quite a story. I love how it evolved from or how the consultant piece fit into all of it and kind of helped guide you on your journey here. That's actually brilliant. So tell us, what are there any things that you would like to clear up about your industry? Are there any myths or misconceptions or anything you think people might misunderstand about your business or your industry that you might want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, window cleaning, it looks pretty straightforward and simple. And once you learn what you're doing, it is. But these guys go through vigorous training to make sure that they know techniques that don't damage the windows. And you'd be surprised just how dirty windows can get. So it does take some time. It's a little bit more than just taking some spray on, you know, on the window and then a towel or cloth or anything like that. Our goal is that you have that HD view. So it kind of dives into a little bit more technique. I'm amazed at how much I've learned about windows that I had no idea existed.
Well, so I had never really thought about that, but that does make sense. You know, I kind of, when you were saying that, it reminds me of the dreaded glass shower door that only cleaning people can ever get clean. And so it kind of reminded me of that. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. I hadn't thought that deeply into it, but I can imagine there's a science behind it, just like the dreaded glass shower door.
100%. We clean those too.
Of course you do. Of course you do. So tell me a little bit about your family. What do you guys like to do? Obviously, you moved here. You're newer here. I just moved here 3 years ago as well. So tell me, what do you guys like to do since you've been here?
So what's really cool is right as we were about to open, my sister made the decision to come this way as well. Nice. So she and my two nephews and then my husband and I, we all live together. So it's always an adventure because the kids always have something going on, and it's really cool as an auntie to just be able to be part of their life all the time. My sister and I grew up on a farm next door to my grandparents, and then my cousins and aunt lived down a little bit. So that's really fun. So in terms of like, what do we do around? We do the usual stuff. We make sure we get to the beach as often as possible. The mental health benefits, just we all see it. We all love it. Even in the wintertime. When these boys get down there on the sand, it's just fun to watch them let loose and be kids, even if one of them's a teenager. we love doing the art festival every October. That's on our schedule to make sure we go. Everyone gets to pick a piece of art. Our goal is that someday when these little guys do leave us, that they have a piece of art that they have selected every year as they've grown into their love of art. And we think that some of the options around here are just a lot of fun. Then on Fridays, you can kind of catch us just doing what we call Friday night fun night, where we sit as a family, we watch a movie, we eat dinner in the living room on the couch and just kind of chill, wind down and try not to have too much going on the Fridays. So not anything profound, not anything profound, but just making sure that we build that time together.
Yeah, no, it's important to definitely make time for that. And as business owners, sometimes that's a struggle. So I applaud you for making that a priority because it can be hard to do, but it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun stuff that you do. And we live in such a great area. I mean, to be outside and there's, like you said, the mental health benefits of some sunshine and sometimes just a view and the sound of the waves or whatever it is, whether even if it's, if the beach isn't your thing, you know, even if it's just hiking our trails and, you know, whatever it is, but it's just with, and the weather is getting really nice.
The weather, it's just, you want to be outside. In St. Louis, I was like, oh no, I don't really care about this. But here I'm just like, how can I get outside?
Yes.
Which again works great when you have clean windows.
Yes, yes. Well, good for you. So kind of going back to the business side then, what are maybe some struggles or some hardships that you've had? Anything you want to share about, you know, maybe some things that have happened in your life that you think may have helped you get to where you are? I know you kind of mentioned the business aspect, you know, I assume they probably did away with your position or something. That tends to happen when companies are bought. But explain maybe some things that you think have really helped push you to where you are now.
Yeah, so I shared too that I grew up in a small town. I started working at 13. The bus would drop me off at a local spot that was a mom and pop, you know, buffet restaurant, and I was a dishwasher. I'm not the dishwasher that like you put the dishes in the dishwasher. I had these two hands and they were fantastic. So I started working really early and just kind of developing that part of my identity. I always did really well in school and I was a goal setter. So that was the fun part about growing up is I somehow fortunately found goal setting really early. So then when something did kind of come up, everyone has a story. Everyone has seen some hardships that I was able to say, okay, well, while this is happening, how am I going to keep getting to that end piece? And so that's kind of what I did with my career. But what really kind of shook us was the week that I put my notice in, knowing that we were moving forward with Fish, and I put my notice in so I could start getting everything together for the business launch. I put my notice that Monday, and that Friday, my sister called me to let me know that my mother was being rushed to the hospital. Oh. Unresponsive. She's, you know, young, in her 50s. So it just kind of really wasn't, you know, wow, like this is amazing. And unfortunately, she didn't make it. It was a brain aneurysm, just one of those things that kind of really makes you stop to think about life and what are you doing with this life and what are you doing with this time that you have in life? I had a lot of struggle. Oh my gosh, is now the right time? Oh my gosh, we have this happening. Like maybe, you know, my job would have been willing to keep me on and act like nothing ever happened. So you go through a lot of phases, but the other hard part was that was it. That was the last of our family outside of extended. So like our grandparents had passed, our fathers have passed. So it just kind of really made you stop and think about, well, I never thought this was going to happen. And ultimately kind of what we came to was life is short. You don't get much of this life. And I was dedicating so much time to the corporate world and not to those goals again and not to kind of those dreams. So ultimately we made the decision to keep pushing forward. It was hard. It was a struggle. We kind of obviously didn't launch as the time frame that we wanted. And that part's kind of been still something that sticks with us because we don't have her to call and say, hey, this is what happened or anything like that. But at the same time, we know that one of the things she taught us growing up is that we're sisters. And like at the end of the day, that's all you're going to have for sure. So love each other, have each other's back. And so my sister moved here, helped me launch the business. Every day we have a new journey together. And I think like we've really grown super close. So going through that is awful. But I think that just helping us launch into this next part of our life together, has been really cool to see that didn't come between us. And it actually helped us be stronger with the business.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sorry to hear about your mom, but that's very inspiring.
I do have to share that she went out a rock star. She was able to donate both of her kidneys to save two individual lives. So while it was a sudden piece, we were really just excited that she could be an organ donor and just continue to give back. So
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is amazing. She sounds like an amazing lady. So how close in age are you and your sister? I just have to ask.
We're about 3.5 years apart. Okay. So we had those years where I was like, oh my gosh, she has to be part of everything. Why can't I have my own place? To now like, oh, I'm doing this. You want to be part of it, right? Come on, let's do this. So it's fantastic.
That's amazing. That's great. I don't have a sister. I always wanted one, but I do have two daughters and they're not at that point yet, but I pray someday they will be. And hopefully I don't have to be gone for that to happen. I always pray they'll come back around.
They will.
So tell me, is there just, if you had just one thing that you wanted our listeners to know about your business, or maybe something that makes your business different from other window cleaning companies, you know, what would you share with our listeners?
I think the one thing, you know, to keep in mind is we are a local business. So while we're a franchise, we are local owners. Our family works here. We live here. We play here. We work really hard to make sure that if you're a client of ours, that we're visiting and frequenting your business as well, because that's how we support each other. And we just support, you know, all business owners in the area. But also our guys are local folks in the area, and they're coming from Milton or Dufuniac and these places to make sure that they could be part of this company. So it's not one of those just because, you know, Fish nationally, it's still one of those that every one of our individuals benefits from the work we do here in our community. And we're huge about supporting our community. We do a lot of in-kind work for Path of Grace or Children in Crisis, the United Way. It is a big part of our culture and DNA to make sure that we are good community stewards. And that's what we help to train in our technicians. It's more than just showing up to work. It's more than a job. We are part of our community. We help our businesses shine. We help our residential customers be proud of their space. But then we also make sure that we're giving back to those folks that if they spent money on window cleaning, that money wouldn't be going to such an important cause like the children at Children in Crisis or the nonprofits the United Way helps to support.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And we have so many local nonprofits. We feature them a lot in our publications. Well, actually, every month we feature a different one in our publications. And we have a lot of them. So it's great to give back. Our community does a really good job of that. We are a community. I moved here from a bigger city 3 years ago, and this community is really built on small businesses, which is different, you know, from where I came from. I'm a small business owner as well. So I think together we all succeed. When we support each other. So
absolutely. And I think this area, coming from where we had nonprofits, but even just the way this area rallies together and supports the causes, it's amazing. And it's amazing to see the business owners jump right on that, or even some of the bigger groups. Like I, you know, have to give public step one, seeing some of the things that they help to do in the community. It matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. So how can listeners find out about scheduling with you? What's the best way for them to schedule? I don't know if you do consultations or if they just book appointments, or what's the best way for them to reach out and get more information?
We're always ready to provide a free estimate. You can call 850-842-2162, or you can visit us at fishwindowcleaning.com. Put in your zip code. It'll take you right to our page. Or check us out on Facebook, Fish Window Cleaning Destin. That's another great way to reach out to us. We try to make it as easy as possible to reach out. So phone us, check out our website, or even on Facebook.
Awesome. And just one more time, what is kind of your service area? How far will you go for your services?
Absolutely. So we go all the way from Pensacola to Panama City, everything in between. So that makes, you know, Niceville, Destin, Fort Walton, Miramar Beach, everything in between.
Okay, perfect. I thought you mentioned that in the beginning, but I just wanted to ask that one more time just for our listeners that might be thinking about reaching out. So, well, Danica, I appreciate you so much. It's been so great to have you on here. It's been great to hear and learn about your business. And just your story is actually, it's very inspiring. It's fun to listen to. This is why I love doing what I do. I love to hear from other business owners, especially women-owned businesses, how they got to where they are. I think we can all succeed together, and it's great to hear other people's stories. They're inspiring. They kind of help motivate us. So I'm so happy that you were able to join us and share with the listeners, because that's what this Good Neighbor podcast is all about. So I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely, Laura. And thank you. We're super honored to be here. We're honored to serve the Emerald Coast with you, and just look forward to continuing to support each other.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, I do look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much, Danica.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.